What's up? Welcome to another episode of Millennials Third Eye. My name is Joe, and I'm here to have fun, and I want to hear from people who are doing something with their purpose and passion. I want to hear if you're having a hard time. I just want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on in your life. I want to know your social security number. I don't need that. I think for most of us, life can be challenging. Life can be very interesting at times, but I wanna spread the love. I wanna have fun. I wanna do the thing. So if you're out there, let's have fun. Call in. The number here is 319-527-6786. If you got something to share, if you got a vent, you want to vent, you want to let it out. Well, here's the place to do that. If you don't share the link to the recording to the people you're venting about or whatever, you have open space here. Unless you're going to talk about politics and shit, that's not. I'm going to hang up on you. And if I'm just going to hang up on people sometimes, so just get ready for that. The reason why I'm doing this is because I'm getting back to my roots here. I'm getting back to having fun. I was personally tired of, wondering what's next. I think that's a big question everyone has is what's next? Oh no, we're not playing that right now. What's next? So I want to hear from you. What's going on in your life? And let's have some fun. That's not the song I want to play. It's not the song I want to play. I got to get back to also figuring out what I have on here.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me.
All right, so we're live on Facebook. I wonder how I can like combine the two. I'm doing my best to combine it right now. Hi, babe. So I have the best girlfriend, future wife ever. Like I've shared before, she supports me, and I could be like an astronaut tomorrow, and she'll be cool with it, and she'll get me like the outfit. So I want to hear from people. I want to hear from you if you want to vent. I want to hear from you if you got like a purpose and passion that you are inspired to like help people with. You do it. I hope you do something with it. I also just want to hear from people. I want to have fun. Let's fly to the moon. That's right, baby. Let's fly to the moon. I'm playing music on my radio show. You guys can call in and people can hear from you. I want to hear from you because right now we're live on both. I'm on Facebook and the radio show. So if you want a reading, if you want to be that asshole, tell me about my love life. Well, it doesn't sound like it's going anywhere. If you want to tell me a story, if you want to share what you're doing in life, if you want to vent about your day, if you want to just say hello, well, here's the time. Call in. The number is posted on this live right now, which is, I'm going to post it here. I'm going to pin it. If you want to just call and say hi, say, what's up, Joe? I'm down. But the one thing I want you to do is have some fucking fun. That's what I want to do. That's the goal here. We're having fun. Okay. So right now we're live on the radio show, which is right here, and we're live on Facebook. So I think you need to be open to love readings. People need to learn how to love themselves, is what we're doing right now. I'm loving myself, baby. Call in. I want to hear from you. I want to talk about whatever. We're having fun. That's what we're doing here. And Facebook land, I'm playing music over here. So I can't play music on the live. So we're going to have to, you're going to have to pick. Right now, I'm jamming out to Lenny Kravitz right now. You guys can be jamming out to Lenny Kravitz, too. You guys can be jamming with me, you know what I'm saying? I decided to not give a fuck today, in the best of ways. So we're going to have fun. This is a beer, and I am an adult. So let's have some fun today. Where is everyone at? Where are all you guys? So doing love readings, you can help people with self-love. They're too fragile. They can go to one of those TikTok readings. I'm tired of being fragile. I'm tired of being soft. If you're ready for the truth, you can come to me for a reading. You want the truth. People want to go to the soft, sugar-coated tarot readers. Well, let's talk about that. People want to go to the soft, sugar-coated tarot card readers. I want to say it one more time. People want to go to the soft, sugar-coated tarot card readers. What is that? I'm not saying it's a B. I'm just talking, babe. I think this is a great inspired, moment. People don't want to hear the truth. A lot of people don't. They want to think that they love themselves. And, I had someone tell me once, can you tell me about this one guy, right? And the one guy was ignoring her. And I was like, you don't love yourself. And then she slipped up and she was like, well, why is this one guy ghosting me? And then what about this other guy? And I was like, you definitely don't love yourself. She's like, I love myself. There's so many levels to loving yourself, but right there in that conversation, there was enough evidence to lock up love for a lifetime. People aren't ready to hear. I don't want to do love reading. I'll tell you why. Unless someone's ready to hear about their love life in the sense of like why they're not doing it. Because law of attraction. That's what it is. That's all it is. Look, express yourself. Here's a great song. You guys need to call in. I want to hear from you. You need to share the live. And if you're one of these people in the groups I'm in, and you're not supporting my shit, I'm going to cut these groups out real fast. I don't give a fucking, in a great way. Because they don't realize the value of it. You guys need to call into the radio show. I'm playing right now. Playing music. I'm going to call. I can call people from this too. I'll call your ass up. I will call you guys up. What up, Ashley? You need to come into this live radio show and talk with me right now. Let's have fun. I'm playing music on this bitch. I got my microphone right here. Right by my face. And you know what that means? We're having fun. I want people to call in if you want to vent. You want to talk about your spiritual journey. You want to talk about, you want a reading. Whatever, you call in. As long as it's not political bullshit, call into the radio show. This is the radio show. Mike is right here. Look, microphone check 1, 2. Who is this? Joe, bitch. So, call in. The number is this right here. I want you guys to talk shit. I want to hear from you. Stop being little bitch. Stop being a little bitch. What up, Jaleesa? About time you supported your boy. I'm just on another level right now, and I needed to be on this level for a long time. That mic must be fire. It's only fire because... me, bitch. Well, you know, I love you. I love you. So, call into the radio show. I want to hear if you want to vent, whatever the. Call in. Call in. We're going to kick back, relax. We're going to have some laughs. I want to hear some stories. Jaleesa, you want to tell me some wild ass shit? Call in. We're playing music right now. We're jamming out. We're chilling. Before you know it, we're going to have some weird-ass radio show person call in that isn't on Facebook Live and that isn't listening to this right now. And I wonder if I can start a clubhouse, too. Room title. Let's see if we could do three lives at once. Live radio. Expression is a big part of it. Let's see if we can do this. We'll be multitasking. Ooh, we are multitasking. Oh my God. Whoa. Hold up a second. Why we got? Oh, wait, hold up. I gotta redo this shit. I might have to... How come I do this all at once? Alright, so anyone on Clubhouse... Allow room chat, allow replays. There's so much happening right now. I don't see any of you guys calling in. You want? It wasn't too crazy last night, but I was still lit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want to hear your story. Call the radio show. And then people can hear you from over here. I'm trying to see how I could do a live clubhouse room and also do this shit. I might have to like put my mic on mute. There's so many things happening at once right now. You know why? Because I'm determined. Your fever broke finally? About fucking time. Hand raising, pin link. We're doing multiple things right now. You know why? Because I have ADHD or ADD, because that's my excuse. I'm spiritual, psychic, ADHD, because that goes to my resume. my spiritual resume of how awesome I am. Anyone on Clubhouse, blah, blah, blah. My friend, pin link, topics. And if you got a topic to discuss in the comments here, bye, gotta go, I'll call in another time. Whatever. Crazy story about a guy I was seeing. Yo, what's up, brother? I want you guys to call into the radio show. I want to talk. The radio show number is 319-527-6786. It's in the pinned comments. And you guys can hear the music. We'll be jamming out. Let's see. I think there's other features here that I can put in. Pin links. Yeah, let's put the radio show. Yeah. This is what you do when you're willing to do something. You know what I'm saying? You're willing, if you're willing to make shit happen, why is it not separating? What's going on here? Speakers? How is there? Okay, there we go. All right. I'm doing multiple things here, my friends. We're doing a live radio show on my radio show, which is, I believe, pinned in the links of Clubhouse, right? You guys can call into the radio show, and the live radio show is, it's live right now. You guys can call in. Here, I'll put the phone number here. I'm playing music on this bitch. My goal today is to embrace my bad bitch side. That's really the goal here, and also to inspire. I want to hear stories from people. I want to hear if you want to vent. I want to hear if you got a story to share. I want to hear if you got a purpose and passion that you're inspired to do some cool shit with. Whatever it is, we're having fun up in this motherfucker. And I'm going to have to mute Facebook because I can't play music on Facebook. So we're live on three different places right now. I hope you guys can understand that. Three different places. So I want to hear in the Facebook comments, share wherever you want to listen to right now. We're live. And we're going to be losing our shit in a minute. Losing our shit in a minute. That's what I was saying before I muted it on Facebook. Bam. All right. Back to this bitch right here. I don't even know. Oh, wait. We're going to play this song right here. And then we're going to go back over here to Clubhouse now.
Give me an hour plus a cent in the bag. Yeah. I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And let my balls hang like I'm on a toilet taking a shit. My style is all that. And a big bag of chips with the dip. Fuck all that sensuous shit. I represent intellectual violence. It leaves your clique holier than the Ten Commandments.
Go LA,
I left the norm and baked ya. I love to hate ya. I'm just a freak by nature. Can't wait to face ya, mutilate ya. Drink your style down straight with no chaser. My verbal comeback like a mini max to your back. As soon as one of you niggas try to overreact. The LOD love good confrontation of them. Break your concentration, murder your cam. For the jealous, overzealous, we fellas. Blow the spot like Ralph and Marcellus. Niggas coming through and acting wild.
What's up, what's
y'all
up?
Commercial niggas better have a coke and a smile.
Yeah, I got a conversate with many men. Trying to begin again. Forgot what I already knew. You hear me, friends? Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society trying to keep the army. My mob is infamous. It's like the fucking title read. You get back slapped so hard, make your nose bleed. But anyway, back on the real side of things. My niggas sling cracks and wear fat time of rings. Not only is it inside the songs that we sing. Everything is real, not just a song that we sing. From my life to the paper, very accurately. Give you all of my tools, so maybe you could three. Prodigy with forever S-H-I-N-E. My shit attract me, it's like a moon attract the sea. How dare you ever in your...
Yeah, we're just going to go all out. We're going to play it. We're going to go straight from Spotify. All right, so... Over, over. I'm learning how to do a bunch of stuff right now. Peace and blessings. What's up, Darlene? I want to hear from people. I'm live on the radio show. Just listening to me. You sound bored as fuck right now. What's up, Devin? What's going on, Michelle? I want to hear from you guys. So all you got to do is call into the radio show number, which is in the chat right now. And I feel bad for people on Facebook because they have no idea that I can't play music on there, so it's muted. Let's see, what do I want to play right now? You guys got to listen to this. This is one of my favorite, I'm going to share with you something real quick. This is one of my favorite motivational songs and speeches. It's like I'm a real big fan of motivational videos, and it's not like just your typical. I listen to a whole bunch of stuff, but you guys gotta listen to this. Ready? Les Brown's a shit. I gotta change that. We got some people calling in. We got some people calling in on the radio show. I see you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear if you want to vent. I want to hear if you want a reading. I want to hear if you got a purpose and passion for the world. I want to hear if you got something inside of you. I want to hear if you're tired of hitting the fucking wall every day. You can't give up on shit. All right, we're going to take our first caller. I want to hear from you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Whoa.
Hi.
I got an echo
of
the motherfucker.
Hello, is that better?
It's me right
Hello?
Now.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
What's going on, Catherine? What's popping?
I'm wondering about an event I'd like to throw. I'm looking at different locations. I'm looking at Amy's place, Lisa's place, and Laura's place. If you get any
what about
any
Joe's
insight
place?
And oh, interesting. I have a were you joking? Because I do have a friend named Joe. That
my
wanted
name
to
Joe, so like, let's have a party.
Oh, you mean
place.
You oh got you. No, it's funny because Joe was like, come have it at my job, so I was
for real though, what about Joe's place?
Your
not
place,
mine, like,
or
your friend's name.
I would have liked it. I really would have, but he's shown to be kind of flaky in the past. So I'm not sure if it's like the thing where he's telling me yes, I put it out there, and then he like does something. You know, I would have liked it, but he's like maybe like not even a month ago has proved himself to be a little shady or flaky or a mixture of both. What, I don't know. God help us all.
What a guy to ruin the name of Joe. Like, let me tell you, like, I'll be honest with you. I have like my moments too where it's like, nah, I'm not feeling that today. So I can kind of, you know, I feel bad for the Joe right now. But what I want to tell you is that try not to overthink this. You're trying to make it a little bit too perfect. And it's going to kind of create a catalyst for you enjoying the actual event. Can you tell me the names again for the people that you mentioned?
Sure, yes. There's Amy's Place.
No,
Lisa's
definitely not
Place. Not Amy.
Definitely
is
not
that
Amy.
What you said?
Lisa's a potential good one, yeah. What's the third one?
Laura.
I heard Lisa's the best because Lisa has more of this personality that is going to be understanding of everything, not going to throw it in your face later, not going to cancel it. But Lisa also has some things that she's going to ask of you. Like, you know, it's her place, so she's going to want it a certain way at her place too. So as much as it's your event, you know, this is only a stepping stone for you is what I'm hearing too. You got to really start getting the ball rolling on other places because eventually what's going to happen with you is that you're going to have more of these events. And it's not going to even be so much about what's the best place. It's going to be like, we have a place, let's do this. So get used to that.
Thank you. That'd be exciting. Yes, that's what I'd like, you know, to have happen eventually. I could do this, like, because I like the arts. So, like, this I could do, too, like, on the side and still have enough time for my own projects, too, my other projects. Yeah.
I see you turning it into, I don't know. I see other people selling stuff too. Like people coming together to sell stuff. It could be like toys and other things. I have no idea. Makeup, who knows? But I see like collaboratory. That's not the word I was looking for. Collective. Of
collab. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's
you're welcome. You want to vent? I'm doing this radio show. I want to hear stories. I want to hear, well, I mean, that was included, but I want to hear from people. What's your purpose and passion? What sets you off? What do you love helping people with? What do you love to do?
I love to do so much. That's actually sometimes my main problem is that I can't pick just one thing. You know, and I don't like to be scattered like that, but I just have so many interests. Like I love art, film, music, dance, writing, acting, you know, all that stuff. And then like I went to school for psychology, so I also like, you know, I'm all my friends' ear when they want to talk, you know.
Yeah.
So I love doing that too. So
let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I love psychology, spiritually speaking. I don't know if you've ever heard of a spiritual awakening.
Yes. I truthfully, I think, you know, we can't separate the mind from the spirit, right? Because I think, like, yeah, we have our brain, but I think our mind and our spirit, like, who knows if the unconscious is just another word for spirit, right?
Yeah. I get you.
You know,
I'm not trying to label it or anything. I was just trying to say.
Right.
But
right.
I went through my awakening, and I got so excited. I told my mom one day. I was like, oh my God, guess what? And I told her something. She was like, if you love it so much, go to school for it. I went, what are you talking about? She was like, you're talking about psychology. And I went, what? So, but for me though, like I'm really good at helping people, but I have my moments, and it's like aggravating. It's really aggravating.
No, well, we all do, right? We all have something, like you put it, sets us off, right? We wouldn't be human
if
we didn't.
So, Let's do some psychology real quick, because I love your energy. I love who you are. I keep waking up every day, and I feel like I'm doing the same struggle. It's like I'm battling to find my happiness. And, like, recently I've been going to see movies, which is, like, getting me out of my normal routine, which is great. But what are your thoughts on that?
You're doing what now? That's getting you out of your routine?
I would wake up every day, and it's like, what does Joe want to do today? It's going to bring him happiness. And it's like, I don't know. So what I started doing was going to the movie theater and watching movies, which, like, gets me out of my norm.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, and see, yeah, but, like, no. And... this is like what I'm telling. I have a friend that's going through the same thing. He was just, he's recovering from like a huge accident. Like he was in the hospital for months. So like everything that he used to do is kind of like another life for him now, you know, so he's relearning and everything. And so he says his sister told him to start going to the gym. And I was like, that's great. You know, you make other friends there. You could sit down at the smoothie bar and enjoy something. Because I think what makes us happy, too, is choosing to be happy. I think it's such a choice. I was telling him, too, about the there's a movie on Netflix called Schultz, I think it's called. There's Schultz, with Jonah Hill made this documentary.
Yeah.
I only saw half of it. Did you see it?
I did. I want to watch it again. You know what really I really liked was Tony Robbins' place.
Ah, the motivational speaker guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I love motivational speaking. I'm a psychic intuitive, but what I'm having, I don't know why I feel like I'm venting to you right now. Is that cool with you?
Is what? Venting?
Is that all right?
I didn't.
Yeah, venting.
Oh, no, venting. Oh, yeah. No. No,
I
appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well. I have all these great qualities. I'm not saying this egotistically. I'm saying, you know, I'm a psychic intuitive, and how do I say this without sounding cocky? I do really well, and I'm very grateful. I don't just pull cards and stuff. I don't really read people. And but I really love motivational speaking, and I love comedy, and I love all these things, and I'm having a hard time. Like, it's like an evolution of my passion and purpose, and it's like, where do I go with that?
Do you know what I just heard and what comes to mind to me just as an instinct to tell you to do? Did you ever try writing a book?
I have ADHD, and it's not an excuse, but I started writing a book, and I think I was putting too much pressure on the perfection of it, and so I started, like, a page.
Yeah. No, I do this because I write a lot, too, and I do this sometimes. I'll just grab my phone, and I'll either text something to myself, or I'll use the recorder function on it, the recorder app, and then email it to myself and just transcribe, and you'd be amazed. You don't even have to sit at a computer, because I know sometimes that's daunting too, you know, but like you could be walking to the movie theater. This is my thought for today, and you know, lo and behold, that's what they say. Write every day for 5 to 10 minutes, see what you get. It doesn't have to, like, it's kind of a misconception that you have to sit there for hours in front of a screen or with a notebook for hours, you know. But yeah, no, that's just what I got. Cause like you said, you're funny and, you know, insightful, and you have all this motivation, all this energy to share. I could totally see you being an author.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think, right now the goal is to embrace all of me. And one of the biggest things that clicked was who cares what anyone thinks? And it's like something I've known, but why am I not like embracing that? And I guess it's a little bit rebelly, but people need that. It's like, yeah, I really like the idea of writing and texting myself book parts instead of sitting on my computer going, all right, what's next?
Yeah, yeah. You could be like going on your walk to the like grocery store or something. You know, chapter one, I went, you know, and I did this, and, you know, this is my childhood memory and this is what inspired me, you know, to become an intuitive or, you know, my intuitive process. You'd be amazed. I really feel that for you. Really, honestly, I do. Yeah.
I get you. I feel it too. What's one of your favorite songs?
I love Metallica. I love Pete Yorn. I'm all over the place. I love Italian music. Ride the Lightning. Let's go with that one today, but it changes all the time. Or the whole one album. How about you?
Got you. Well, I'm going to play that song for you now. I'm a very eclectic.
Oh, you're awesome. You're awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
One foot and the plane's in the other trying to walk the line. Can't say I never saw it coming. I can see the warning sign. Mama always said I was born on the wild side. I guess mama was right. 'Cause when the clock struck midnight, gonna ride the lightning, feel the thunder, feel the darkness pulls me under. Gonna fly on wings of fire.
I realized that wasn't Metallica, so we're gonna play Metallica now. Let's do that. That was still a great song, but here we go. All right, so I'm not gonna lie, I didn't expect Metallica from that sweet, loving voice, but everyone has a different personality and style, and that's what this is about. And let's embrace who we are and what we're here to do. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It just embrace like that fun. And my bad for completely playing like the wrong song. Let's see here. Yeah, if you want to call into the radio show, if you want to, because I'm on Clubhouse and Blog Talk Radio at the same time. So if you're interested in that, figure out which one you want to do, and we'll do it. Let's hear from, let's see how this works. Let's hear from Darlene, who's on Clubhouse. And I also need to figure out how to invite more people to the Clubhouse on the computer portion of it. Let's see. But I'm inspired to do this because it's like the thing that you know you should do, and you're not doing the thing you should do because you're overthinking everything else of the things you should do. So the whole goal is to do the thing that I need to do. Have fun with that thing. And that's what this thing is. This is about having fun. And I want to hear from people. If you want to vent, if you want to let it out, I got tired of sitting in my room, being very internal. What does that mean? Internal is in your head, super in your head, like just completely all thoughts. And what is that, you know, think about it. When you're with your friends or you're going out or you're doing something else, you're more external. There's pros and cons to the shit. There's the, I'm going to enjoy this external event, or I'm going to be more external in conversation. I think I was given a little bit more extra wires in my brain. And I think, because I'm very much aware of a lot of stuff, and sometimes it's just a little bit difficult to do both of those. It's like, oh, too internal, oh, too external. And everything in life is really just about finding the balance. It really is. Finding the balance of this new thing, finding the balance of the things you already know, the new things and the things you already, it's all balance. It's really what it is. And so I'm in the middle of that balance and looking to not continue that boring part of myself, which is sitting here waiting for something to happen, or what's the next best thing I'm meant to do. So I'm just doing the thing. I think that's the key factor here, is doing the thing. If you have a request of a song, let's do it. If you want to talk, if you have something in the chat room, in the Clubhouse chat, which is an app, because Clubhouse is an app. That's what it is. If you're wondering what that is, that's what it is. If you want to hear a song, if you want to talk about a topic, put it in the chat. I was live on Facebook too, but I can't play music on Facebook. TikTok banned me for stupid reasons. They banned me for something I completely wasn't doing. So I'm debating on even like building my TikTok account again. And let's have some more fun. Let's see here. What do I want to play next? This is kind of fun. I really enjoy the music part and also the talking part. Let's see. What's going to lift? Oh, wait. You guys need to hear this other motivational thing. Motivational stuff is my jam. I want you to feel it, though. I want you to feel what this entails. Like, I want you to put yourself in that position and think for a minute for life. Like, this is one of my favorite, and I want to explain why. Because I'm very ambitious. Very ambitious. I don't give up. I don't stop. I keep going. So I want you to think about this. Are you one of those people that keeps going? I mean, you wake up every morning, right? So you keep going. Are you determined to reach a level that you haven't reached yet? I bet you are. I bet you fucking are. You better be. So, I have three videos here. And which one is that one? I don't know. We're going to hope this is it. It's one of my favorite because you have to keep going. You have to keep going. There is literally no choice but to keep going. And I've lost people to suicide. I've helped so many people. But we all have a dream. We all have a passion to reach a goal. And so what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And this is what I was sharing before, is that I can wake up every day. I can wake up tomorrow or the next day, and I can still feel unsatisfied. And there's nothing wrong with the feeling of knowing that you're not there yet. So what are you going to do about it? You take that and you keep getting up. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I want to share with you something that is personal to me. And I'm not saying this to talk about spiritual people. I'm not saying this to talk shit about anyone. I'm sharing this with people who, if you followed me for the years, you know me. If you have recently followed me, you're getting to know me. The reason why I am so motivational is because in conjunction to spirituality, I was alone. I was alone in knowing what I was experiencing. And I'm emotional about it. I'm emotional about it because there's so many things that have happened to me, and it's not the physical, it was the spiritual that I had to experience when it came to either spiritual attacks or things that I was experiencing that could be easily diagnosed with some issues that people don't understand. And the reason why I am motivational, because one of my gifts is in motivation. I found myself at times lost in the dark and I couldn't find a way out. And I want to explain why I kept going. I lost two people to suicide. It was one that was a really good friend of mine. His name was Charlie. God rest in peace. Charlie was in his 20s, around my age. He was trying to find his life and was trying to get somewhere. And this life is not easy for many of us because money, career, happiness. What is happiness? A lot of people think happiness is in love. A lot of people want to wait till their career takes off. Then some people find themselves lost in their career and they're not happy. I lost an ex-girlfriend to suicide. She was acting very strange for 3 days, and I decided before that I was going to go to New York, back home. And I was going to go back home to recalibrate. She was intuitive. I didn't realize how intuitive she was. And she told me I should go back home without even telling her. I know what it looks like to give up. I know what it looks like to not care anymore. I know what it looks like to impact the people you love because of suicide. And I'm not saying that my listeners are suicidal. I'm saying I know what it looks like and I know what it feels like. And I stood for the fact that I wanted to help people find their way to never give up. So when I was alone, I'm not saying I was alone physically. I was alone with the misunderstanding of what I was experiencing. My ex experienced the soul awakening, and I didn't know what that was before. She kept telling me about seeing numbers, and she felt like she was crazy. And that doesn't mean that you guys have to also experience these things. But what I'm saying motivationally is you have to take that strength within you. If you want love, if you want a career, if you want purpose, you want passion, you have to find your way out of it. Because one of the biggest lessons I learned was, yeah, there's people like me that can help you. But at the end of the day, it's still you. Still you. It's you that has to go to sleep and wake up. It's you that has to handle the emotions that you experience. And it's easy to compare. It's easy to say you don't understand. So what are you going to do? The world, one of the biggest lessons I also learned was that who gives a shit what people think? And I say that with love. Who cares what people are going to think about you? It's one of the biggest things we all have to go through. It doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter how you make your move. It matter what people are going to say about you. What matters the most is your happiness. And what I'm realizing more recently is my fear of speaking my truth. It's something that I was really good at. I was really good at a lot of things. And I'm not saying this to put blame or an excuse, but I went through a toxic relationship. And before that, I was really good at a lot of things. But when you lose yourself, it's because you gave all of yourself away to someone or something. You've tried so many times in so many occasions to prove yourself that you're worthy of love. And that can be a family member. That can be a relationship. That can be yourself. And I spent so many days thinking to myself how complex life has become for me. How when I was younger, it used to be just simple, and how it became so complex in like law of attraction and what you feel is what you get and realities, timelines, spirit guides. I see it in so many variations. And then I also saw artists. How a lot of artists have a hard time with their emotions because they feel so much. And we're in a time of evolution. We're in a time where people are becoming more aware of themselves. But we're also in a time becoming aware of yourself isn't that easy either. But what are you going to do? Are you going to wake up every day? Are you going to go through the same motions every day? Wondering what's next? Are you going to keep avoiding yourself? Are you going to keep wondering what's going to make you happy? Are you going to realize it's about purpose and passion, speaking your truth? Today was something I chose to do because I realized that the more I thought about doing what I'm doing right now, it was more or less the excitement. We're all going to start somewhere doing something. We're all going to have a beginning step. It's not going to look perfect. But are you going to start taking that step? Are you going to start somewhere? Are you going to embrace yourself? Are you going to win? And how much of that do you want to win? How much of that do you want to embrace?
together.
So that feeling you got inside you, that tingling feeling inside you, I want you to grow it. I want you to embrace it. I want you to nurture it. I want you to get inspired, because we live in a world where when someone finally makes something big, people want to be a part of it. Stop waiting for someone to make it big and be the person who makes it big. Don't wait for someone to bring you there. Bring yourself there. I want you to really take that feeling within you and do the thing you want to do. Create, develop it, nurture it, find it. Stop waiting for this excitement to come to you. Stop waiting for this moment to happen. Because as co-creators, you're creating your own reality. And a lot of people put too much emphasis and detail on what that is. Creating your own reality is taking control of this present moment. It's really embellishing in it. It's nurturing it. It's finding who you are in the process. It's discovering more about who you are and embracing more of it. And inspiring or being a purpose and passion to other people. So what are you going to do? How are you going to reach millions of hearts? How are you going to reach masses of people? Letting go of the love aspect, letting go of the money aspect, and just embracing all of you within that. what are you going to do? This is where you find your purpose and passion. Being your real self and really embracing all that. So I challenge you today. Because even when the sun goes down, it doesn't mean the day's over. It just means that there's more energy within you to really put what you've been putting aside to practice. So put it to practice. Embrace that. And wait for nobody. Do not wait for anybody to bring you there. Do not wait for something to happen. Do not wait for the perfect life. Dreams come true when you step into it. Dreams come true when you really get all into it and you stop avoiding it. So my homework for you, or my dream for you, or what I wish for you, is that you don't look at the other things you don't have. You look at what you have within your heart, and you put it into motion. Make it fun. Paint it. Color it. Create it. This is where you're going to find out who you are. Everyone wants to focus on their spiritual gift, your spiritual gifts within you. My name is Joe Castro, and you're now listening to A Millennial's Third Eye.
Do you know what pisses me off? The media's obsession with flaming me.
Are millennials spoiled babies?
This is an intensive. It's about two and a half hours. It's live. It's with myself.
Crystals, crystals, crystals. Make sure you got your crystals. Cleanse it. Cleanse everything. Cleanse your eyes. Holy water.
Millennials stink.
Millennials have it too easy.
Millennials are the absolute cheapest.
Have you met someone and you're wondering, are they my twin flame?
Are the absolute cheapest.
Now, consequently,
they are ruining Halloween.
The thin-skinned generation.
Millennials. Blame it on the millennials.
Well, you signed a soul contract to be with it.
Not to be friends with your entities, you're so unaware.
Unaware? I was born with Saturn in the second house and my moon rising, okay?
An emotional connection, but there's a soul connection that is undeniable. Some people believe that twin flames are the same soul divided into two different bodies.
Spiritual awakening, very, very different from what was happening before, where our spiritual awakenings tend to occur a little bit more slowly and more of a linear fashion. Now suddenly everything is accelerating.
We're here to have some fun, hang out with Candace, maybe have a guest, maybe laugh at you, maybe you laugh at me. Let's have fun. A Millennial's Third Eye, bitch.
I'm a psychic.